Free Minds Podcast. This is Christo.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of people going through courts to try to get freedom. I've seen this. Even if that bullshit was real, they are not to tell us what to do, period. Even if there were dead bodies in the middle of the street because COVID was real, I don't have to do anything they tell me. That's freedom. That's true freedom. So people that wait and watch for this kind of stuff are the usual people that believe in authority over them. So I'm just telling you, I don't care about their corrupt courts, their fake laws, or anything else. The only thing that matters is natural law, which means I don't harm anybody. I live peacefully and do what I want with myself, as long as I'm not harming anybody. See what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. They can set this up to where everybody fights and it's a victory. Oh, COVID was fake. Okay, now we're free. And then something real, supposedly, you know, they'll make something up, something that actually does kill people, comes along. And then they're saying, look, it's valid. So the lockdowns are valid. And what are the people going to say then? You see, this is a straw man they're setting up so that they can knock it down later if they decide to come out with something that actually does, that is valid, that is killing people, of course, by them, dropped from planes or whatever they want, however they want to do it. But this is setting up a straw man, and it's keeping people in the paradigm of looking to leadership, looking to courts for what their rights are. I don't fucking care what the, I don't care about the Canadian fucking court. You know what I mean? It's on this whole system. Fuck them. This is one of their little ways of trying to stay relevant, and they know they're losing their relevance. So they have to have little victories for the peasants. Oh, look, peasants, you just won a court decision on now you can be free. Fuck you. I'm free now and I'm free forever, no matter what they try to do. But when you get strong mentally, spiritually especially, you become very hard to touch, and they know there's karma, these guys that are doing all this stuff, and they have to live by it too. So they have to have us imprison ourselves, and this is how we do it. And this is one of the little ways we do it right here, as we look to leaders and courts instead of just exercising our rights, no matter what, no matter the death count, no matter what's in the vaccine, whether it's organic air straight from Jesus, doesn't matter. Anyways, thanks.